Good morning and shalom. This morning, I invite us into the journey of discovery, discovering the truths that is in the Bible. We are looking at James chapter number 4 from verses 1 to 10, and we want to deal with confronting quarrels and conflicts among the community of believers. How do we confront quarrels and conflicts? Where do they come from? So we want to focus on understanding conflicts and quarrels and how we can confront them among believers. And we will be discovering that it's only one way that we can do this, to submit and to humble through our broken hearts. We need to break our hearts. We need broken hearts. In the previous session, we discovered one truth that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever the mouth speaks is what is in the heart. Whatever comes from the heart through the mouth, that one will be manifested to the rest of the people. Now this truth can be extended to chapter 4, that from the abundance of the heart, the body acts, their actions, their activities, not only mouth speak. Conflicts comes from unresolved evils of the heart. So when you do not resolve the issues, the evil issues of the heart, they'll come through the mouth, they'll come through quarrels, they'll come through conflict. This is where we say action speaks louder than words. Yes, abundance of the heart, mouth speak, but above that, abundance of the heart, you see activities or evil activities like quarrels, conflict. And we need to confront that. The only way we can be able to control conflict and quarrels, as we said about the lying and evils of the tongue, is to deal with heart. And we'll be discovering that one of the best way is to break the heart. What we talk about, the broken heart, the contrite heart, the broken heart before God, so that it releases those evil elements that always manifest as conflicts. And Jesus, speaking to his disciples in Luke 6 and verses 45, said, "A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart." So you're saying that a good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart, and an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of the evil heart. What we say, what you say flows from what is in your heart. So you discover that the heart is the receiver, is the container of evil or good. It is what makes us good people or evil people. Jesus said that what defiles a man is not what goes in the heart, but what comes out of the heart. And this is what we want to deal with. What comes out of the heart is what even contaminates us. So let's understand the quarrels and conflicts. Where do they come from? Where, what are the causes? What does God do to quarreling and conflicting believers? Let's go to the scriptures and understand a few things. What causes fights and quarrels among you? This is James asking his community, He knew that they were conflicting. That was one of the problem that made them not to have impact, not to be influential among the nations. Don't they come from your desires that battles within you? So he goes back that he comes from the desires that battles within you. So when you see quarrels and fights, it's not about that other person, it's about the inner of a person. So you need to deal with the inner hurts or the inner issues of the person. You desire, but you do not have. So you kill, you covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. So James starts by saying that quarrels and fights and conflicts comes from within our hearts because we do not have. But why don't we have? We don't have because we have not asked from God. We are lacking something. But where does it come from? Why do we need somebody's gift? Why don't we go for our own? If, for example, you discover you don't have a cloth, you're naked, and somebody is clothed, your neighbor is clothed, why do you plan to take your neighbor's cloth, which ultimately will not fit you, because it was designed for him or her? Why don't you ask God? That's what James is saying. But then he says, because you do not ask, you do not have. Not only that, but when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you have on your pleasures. So James mentioned three things that really complicate issues and fights. Is that we do not have is because of lack. Now, not lack indeed, because we do not have it right now and we need it now. So instead of asking God, we want to steal, we want to kill, we plan to take from our neighbor. That's number one. That's a wrong way of doing. But when you also ask, you ask wrongly with wrong motives so that you may spend with evil motives. God looks at the motive. Even when we ask for vehicles, we ask for houses, we ask for wives, we ask for husbands, we ask for education, God wants to understand, why are you asking? So God looks at the heart, and God gives us according to our motives. So we need to purify our motives. We need to ask God to help us to get the right motive so that God will be able to give what we want, what we desire, what we need. God has no problem. Everything we need is with God. We don't need to kill other people. This is what is happening today, that people are stealing and killing and quarreling because they need to take shortcuts. They need from the people. And we want to spend from pleasure. And this pleasure is that we want to spend with immorality. So James is saying, you idolatrous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Now, James was saying that what we are asking, we want to spend for adultery. That's the example that James gives. That when we ask with wrong motive, is like when you go, when a wife go to the husband to ask for money so that she can go to hire male prostitutes to have evil or to have sexual immorality with a male prostitute. What an evil thing. That's what we do to God. May God help us. So as Jim says, that is the adulterous he's talking about. And once we have adulterous or friendship with the world, to have adultery with it, that causes enmity against God. Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of God becomes an enemy of God. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the spirit he has caused to dwell in us? So God is a jealousy God. That's what he's saying here. Every moment we want to use what he has given us with adultery and with immorality and with the love of the world, the Spirit of God is jealous. He is jealous against us. He is jealous with us. That spirit that dwells in us does not love what we do, but he gives us more grace. He talks about now grace here, because it's the grace that's going to help us lift us from there. That is why the scripture says God opposes the proud, but he shows favor to the humble. Therefore, what is the solution of all this? What is the solution of all this? What is the heart that is quarreling? How can God help us? Submit yourself then to God. That's number one. Is the solution. Submit of quarrels. Submit yourself to God. And this is what we call spiritual warfare. Resist the devil or the evil one, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, number three, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, number four, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve and mourn and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. He will, the Lord will lift you up. Now, I want us to stop there, but I want to say this, that God has a solution for quarreling. We need to do something about our hearts. And he has talked about the five things: submitting to God, harboring ourselves to God, breaking, so that God can break the evil hearts. That's what the Bible talks about, contrite hearts, broken heart. When the heart is broken, evil elements come out of our heart, and God is able to bind us from there. The evil, the devil will flee out of us. When we submit to God, when we come to God with submission, and we resist those devils and these evil motives, he will flee from us. When you come to God, you come near to God, you come near to us. And we are there to wash our hands and to purify our hearts because of the double-mindedness. Father, we ask that you may help us and save us from double-mindedness. We want to praise God and God alone, in Jesus' name.